Many years passed. Straga the tailor was now an old man. One day, when he wasn't feeling well, and he thought that he's going to be nifter soon, he sent a message that the Rosh HaKehillah should please come to his house.
No. What do you think Shrage wants to tell us?
I don't know. Maybe he wants us to help him do teshuvah.
Maybe. Maybe he wants to give all his money to Tzedakah before he dies. It's not usual for someone to call the Rosh HaKehillah.
No. Let's go and then we'll see.
Shrage, you've asked us to come. Rabbi Sai, I have a secret that I need to share with you.
No,
go ahead, tell us your secret. Many years ago, the Heilige Shagas Aryeh had been taking care of a young boy, Rifal.
Yes, we remember very well.
I wasn't ever allowed to tell anyone. But now that I feel that my end is near, I want you to know that I am the one that rescued Rafal from the monastery, and I brought him to a faraway city.
Moiridik, that's so nice. I never knew that. That's so nice.
The Shagas Aryeh promised me that as a reward for saving the child, that I would be buried next to him.
You have a letter or something, the Shrage. That's a very big covid, to be buried next to Azad Sadik. Do you have something to prove? Something to prove what you are saying?
No, unfortunately, I don't have any proof.
I'm sorry, but he never told us anything about that. And for all we know, you're making up the whole Maisa.
But you must believe me. Please, you must believe me. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. But we can't listen. We don't have any proof to what you are saying. But the heavens...
But the heavens, the Shomayim are my witness. The Shomayim are my witness.
That afternoon, which was a Thursday afternoon, Shraga the tailor was nifter. His levaya was planned for the next morning, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. It was a clear day that Erev Shabbos, a bright blue sky. The Shamus ran around the city notifying the people about the levaya of Shraga the tailor. But not too many people came to his levaya. After all, the people all remembered Shraga as a simple yid that used to be friendly with the Goyim. No one knew that Shraga had become a better person. They didn't realize that he had done teshuva for his past. So not too many people came to Shraga's levaya. About 10 Yidden, including the Rosh HaKehillah, came to the levaya. The group of Yidden then proceeded towards the Beis HaChaim, carrying the Oren with Shraga inside. Kindelach, as they got within a few blocks of the cemetery, the beautiful blue sky began to change to a dark gray. Thick rain clouds hovered over them. When they were about two blocks away from the cemetery, it began to rain. But Kindelach, a rain that no one had ever seen in their lives.
It was pouring.
The group realized that they have to do everything quickly. But the problem was, they couldn't see a thing. The strong rains and the strong winds was making it so difficult for them to walk.
Abisai, we have no choice. We will have to find the first empty spot, and we will bury him there.
Okay!
They finally came to the cemetery without being able to see much. They looked around. They found the spot that was empty. They dug a hole, and they buried Shraga in that spot. And in order not to forget where they buried him, they looked around, they found a branch of a tree, and they stuck it into the ground for them to be able to remember where Shrage was buried. Running back home, the drenched Yidden made it back home to get ready for Shabbos Kodesh.